imagine she could go in there in the dark and for
yes, something. And the children were all taught the same way, those dishes. Today it's, I don't know, it gets on me because I was trained that way, but to break a dish was almost a crime in those days. Now, I never thought about breaking a dish. Just run downtown and get another one. But those days, if it's done carelessly, we usually got a spanking for it.
Yes, that's the way it was when I was a boy, and I find it difficult not to adopt that attitude during my children.
I can't. I just brought up so strict in that. But, guess I'm just a little bit too much, but I think it was pretty good training.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, we've lost. We're just not frugal anymore. We've lost that in those days. Everything was taken care of. A dish should last for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. That's the way they looked at it. In fact, my mother's wedding set was still pretty well intact when she passed away. That's how careful she took care of it.
Well, a lot of times now, I think, at least in my house, we have cheap dishes. And
yes,
the life on them is maybe 7 or 8 years.
That's right, and that makes us careless with all of them. If you get a good set,
we have good dishes that we've had for, I guess my wife has had them for at least 12 years. She got them 2 years before we were married, but she hasn't broken one.
You don't find that too much anymore.
Well, we
set of dishes.
We can't afford to.
No, we can't, really. Well, that's waste. I think that's what this country's going to be punished for, our waste. I feel that. I feel it as sincere as I can feel anything, that we're going to be punished for our wasteful attitude.
Well, now we can get away with it because it's plentiful. But
the time will come when maybe it won't be us punished for it, but our children and grandchildren.
I think we're getting it now in the wood that we get. It's most apparent to me right now in that I just built a GI house. And
it's
just nothing.
It's shameful.
It is.
And what we have to pay for what we get.
The wood now is such that it used to be they wouldn't put it in a box.
That's right.
The box wouldn't be sturdy. But
we built a cabin out in the mountains. In fact, we just got back from a week's vacation out there. And that material to put in that house, we wouldn't have. And bought it for kindling.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the best they can get.
Sure. Carpenters don't think anything about it.
Just spongy and dries up, shrinks to where you haven't got it.
It's surprising to me that the carpenter will take a 6x6 and put it up for a rafter.
Yeah.
And you look at it and there's a 3-inch knot in there. So what he has done actually is put up not a 6x6, a 2x6.
Yeah.
What he has done is put up a 2x3.
That's right. See, 3 years ago we put up a cabin and they had this haven log, I believe they call it, 6x6 grooved.
Mm-hmm.
And it is good equipment. Now there's another, this little restricted area out there, they only allow, it's a government area, and they only allow 9 cabins on that track. And the last one's going in now, and I was up there just before I left. Those same logs that were 6x6 and grooved. It's coming out 4x4s, and this carpenter's just having an awful time. He's got them up, and now they're just twisting all out of shape. Mm-hmm. And old, and they're alive, and it's poor material. But it's just a shame that the man probably cost him more than what the ours did.
It will be good, I think, when they get steel and plastic.
Yes.
And things like that, so you'll get warpage and control quality. When your mother washed the dishes, did she use anything to scrub the dishes in the dishwater?
Well, let's see, what do they call this chore boy now, I believe they call it now. No, she didn't have anything like that in those days.
Did she just use her hand in there?
Her hands mostly, yes.
Did she
the time, and then I can remember after how pleased she was when those kind of things came out.
Mm-hmm.
But at the beginning,